Good day, beloved. In Matthew's Gospel, the 18th chapter and the 20th verse, these familiar words will be found. For where two or three come together in my name, Jesus said, there am I with them. And beloved, I want you to know that this text is not just about being together in Bible study or prayer service or worship service, but it is about doing. And what one does in that doing must be animated by one's vertical association with the Almighty. Jesus is saying, while I am always with you anyway, there are some situations where I will personally approve, affirm, and anoint you with the power of my presence to help you persevere through. In other words, being together in my name means taking up my cause. One of Jesus' causes is being a connector. A connector. Jesus' name means to bring together people once excluded, outcast, into the beloved community. Jesus challenged the insiders or Pharisees then, as Jesus is challenging us today, to look at others who we see as outsiders through the lenses of love. So Jesus told stories about faith and faithfulness, get this, using outsiders or the outcast as examples of excellence to be emulated. From a good Samaritan on a Jericho road, to a Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, to a Syrophoenician woman begging for the children's crumbs that fall from the table. Jesus even used the identified enemy, a Roman centurion's faith, as a cause for commendation and a case study for correct Christian character. Those who are gathered together in my name, taking up my cause of reconnecting the outcast into the beloved community. But Jesus' name also means healer. And the medicine that he, the great healer, used was hope. Jesus could not turn down anybody who had a sincere need, both expressed and unexpressed. If they were within sight or earshot of the Savior, Jesus could not help giving hope. Jesus could not ignore a blind Bartimaeus bellowing to him from the roadside. Jesus could not ignore a bitter Martha bawling him out about not being there earlier. And Jesus could not ignore a leper wondering if he was willing to heal him. And Jesus even stopped a funeral procession in Nain where a widow's only son had died, and he gave that boy back to her alive. Those who are gathered together in my name, taking up my cause of healing by bringing hope to hopeless situations. But finally, Jesus' name also means servant. Jesus, who had every right to have people serve him, said he would rather serve others. To serve means to meet another's needs with the best you have. To serve means making another person's needs a priority. To serve means helping others as a holy act, which you hold in the highest place of honor in your heart. Jesus promised to be with two or three, beloved, who were gathered together in his name, taking up his cause to reconnect the outcast into the beloved community, taking up his cause to be healers, bringing hope to the hopeless, and those who take up his cause to serve somebody else. Somebody struggling, serve somebody suffering, serve somebody who is in sorrow. The song says, if I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody that he's traveling wrong, if I can do my duty as a good man ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world upwrought, if I can spread the message as the master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Make it a great day, and don't let your living be in vain. Take up Jesus' cause today and help somebody. I'm so glad the tomb was empty. God bless you, and be encouraged.